This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Good morning, friends. Happy Thirsty Thursday. Steve Miggs, you and I pretty much drive the exact same car, and something interesting happened in my car on the way down today.
Okay.
Something that sparked nostalgia like no other. And I'm just wondering if this has ever happened to you. I have no idea why this happened. I'm driving down. I was listening to Helmet and the song.
Was it In the Meantime?
Actually, well, I did listen to that eventually, but this happened. So great. Sorry. This happened during Unsung. So the song Unsung kicks in. I'm maybe 11 seconds into the song, and I kind of hit this little bump in the freeway, and it skipped to the next song like a CD player. It was the weirdest thing.
And you use like an Apple Music or a streaming service, right?
I mean, it's Android.
Oh, sorry.
It's for Android. But yes, the same thing. Like Android CarPlay or whatever the hell.
Android Music?
Android Music. But it's, you know, it's my little streaming thing. It skipped from one song to the next song.
I've never heard of that happening before.
And I'm like, at first I'm like, what just happened? Did I hit something? It was the most bananas thing ever, but it just reminded me of all those times back in the day. Did you ever have the little, the disc man with like the tape that you'd put into the tape deck?
Oh, absolutely. Oh. I feel like we were safer drivers back then because we didn't want to be so reckless, because if you were, then the CD would skip.
Yes.
So you had to be more careful going over speed bumps and taking turns. I mean, yeah, you had like the bass booster on the CD player.
Oh.
Did you do this back in those days where you'd get the CD player and then I somehow get my hands on some Velcro and I put it on the bottom of the CD player and then on the bottom, right by the driver's, like in between the driver and passenger seat, like that little like hump that was in my car, and I would attach my CD player to that.
That is really fancy.
Yeah.
Didn't
do that, huh?
No.
I did not do that.
See, these are those instances where I thought everybody did what I did. I'm such a narcissist in my stupidity. I'm like, oh yeah, everybody did that. When I tell the story, then people are like, that's very strange.
But that being said, if I had gotten into a car with someone who had made that, you know, adjustment, that modification, I'd have been like, damn, that's impressive.
But I realized quickly I should have had like the softer side of the Velcro on the CD player, because then when I would take it out and do stuff, it had that scratchy side on the bottom. I'm like, yeah, I didn't really think this one through.
You know what? You can always do that next time.
Oh, next time I get a CD player that has a...
Of course.
The cassette adapter was always the best. The quality was... I don't know what was terrible. That or the one that was like the adapter that hooked up to like a radio frequency.
Oh my gosh.
Both were just red rotten.
And now we're just living in the future.
Yes.
Let's inform the Rockaholics.
Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you... some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Palace Law. And today it is National Chocolate Chip Day. Not Chocolate Chip Cookie Day, so it's Chocolate Chip Day. Can you think of something else that you put your chocolate chips in?
Pancakes.
Oh, good pick.
Yeah.
I was leaning towards ice cream.
Ooh.
Danny?
Rice Krispie treats.
I got nothing. I don't like chocolate, so I don't put chocolate chips in anything.
What about like I always would get so pissed when someone would get me a muffin and I thought it was a blueberry muffin. Oh. And it turns out it's a chocolate chip muffin. I'm like, these blueberries taste weird.
That's literally the worst.
When you're expecting something completely different. And those two flavors are not at all close.
No.
All right, let's talk about something that, well, actually it was a close game. And it's very unfortunate. Your Seattle Mariners once again lost. At least it was in the afternoon, which we got the losing out of the way. Then you can enjoy the rest of your day. It was just, dude, I'm just getting so frustrated. It's so close, too. 3-2. Man, got to give a shout, though, to Julio Rodriguez. It seems like his bat is coming alive. And also, his glove has just been awesome. I mean, he had an insane catch that robbed the home run. Things were looking like, oh, this is going to be a good deal. But then Aaron Judge hit a go-ahead homer in the eighth inning to lift the Yankees past the Mariners. Up next for them, nothing today. Tomorrow, San Diego Padres. It's the Vetter Cup, baby.
Yes! Finally,
and here we go.
Waiting.
Oh, have we?
The NFL schedule was released yesterday, and the Seattle Seahawks are going to be kicking off the season with a home rivalry game versus the 49ers. We're also going to wrap up the season versus the Niners as well, which is very exciting. We're also going to have a midseason bye on October 26th. That's also the day that we do the charity cribbage tournament at Skookum Brewery, because we always do it the day the Seahawks have a bye.
Well, that's why John Schneider made it a point to have it then.
He was very thoughtful. In that regard.
He has all that control.
Week 2, we're going to be meeting up with the Steelers and DK Metcalf. So that'll be interesting.
That's going to be fun. And also in the preseason,
the Raiders.
The Raiders. The first preseason game is Pete Carroll, Geno Smith, and the Raiders taking on the Seahawks.
It makes me very excited. They are saying that we have the 11th easiest schedule in the league, so let's hope that's the case, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know how accurate they are with those kind of things. But go Hawks!
Go Hawks! This is our year.
It's probably not. Is it the Sounders' year, Danny? What the hell happened yesterday?
I have no idea.
We got crushed.
We got crushed. However, we crushed LAFC one time this year, and so now they kind of just took it back to us, and here we are.
That's right, 4-0.
I literally stopped watching the game because I was getting so frustrated. Also, we had our backup goalie in, so who knows?
But the Sounders have been playing well recently.
I mean, yeah.
They had a 5-game unbeaten run.
No, you're correct, but at the same time, it's just one of those,
All right, well.
Go Sounders. It's our year.
Spoken like a beaten-down Seattle sports fan. Insert sports team here. Go Kraken Sounders. Seahawks Mariners.
Rite Aid is gearing up to close 14 more stores in the Northwest. There's a lot of locations in Oregon and Washington that are part of this. The bankruptcy proceedings are happening. I don't know about you, but the last time I went into a Rite Aid up near my place, it looks like someone has like robbed the shelves.
I don't even remember the last time I've been to a Rite Aid.
There's like nothing in there.
Yeah, I'm a Walgreens kind of guy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is that like a big rivalry, do you think?
Oh, absolutely.
CVS.
Yeah, I don't know if CVS is involved in that drama.
The drama, the drugstore drama.
Yeah.
That we just made up?
Yes, absolutely. Hey, I was just checking in some text messages based on what we've been talking about. Somebody said, I felt pretty powerful when I was finally able to hook up my Zune to my car.
Oh, yeah.
That was so awesome. Another person also said, Migs, I did the exact same thing with my Walkman. See, Velcro Brothers.
Innovators.
Yes. Another one said, chocolate chips on muffins or banana bread?
I mean, bananas are not my thing, but you know, you do you. You do you.
Banana bread.
Yeah, there's bananas in the bread. I can smell it.
Oh, I thought you just didn't like the whole like phallic part of it all.
I don't really like that part either.
All right, fine. But no banana bread for you, apparently.
Thank you.
Hey, as far as weather, we're going to be hitting a high of 57 degrees. What the hell's going on? We're going backwards in temperature.
It's fake spring.
The D&D is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel, and that's what's up.
The Daily Migs Show.
Yesterday, we were chatting about Pete Rose and the news that he's now going to be eligible to be voted into the Hall of Fame, potentially. And one of his teammates said some pretty interesting things about him. We're going to break it all down for you at 6:20.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yesterday, we were chatting about this Pete Rose news that he's now eligible to be voted into the Baseball Hall of Fame.
Still can't get any sleep over this.
But one of his teammates said that he would never go back to the Hall of Fame if Pete ever did get inducted.
Frank Robinson, with whom I had a tremendous relationship, screamed at me and said, I cannot believe...
Oh, and this is Tim Kirchen, the baseball analyst.
Yes.
So he's talking about a story with Frank Thomas.
That you said you would vote for Pete Rose for the Hall of Fame. And if he ever gets in the Hall of Fame, I will never go back to the Hall of Fame for any reason if I'm in the same club as Pete Rose.
I have a question for you because I'm listening to that. And he's like, I will never step foot in that place again. Have you ever had something happen to you where you're like, I am never going back to that place again?
Oh,
it could be a
restaurant.
It could be a city. It could be whatever.
There was a time I was really upset at a place because they were supposed to still be open and I wanted to get a growler filled with beer. And when I got there, they were like putting the chairs up, but there were still patrons in there and they were still supposed to be open. And they were like, sorry, we're closed. And I was like, I went home and wrote a nasty review on Facebook or something like that.
They said
they were going to be open and they were not open.
I've got my empty growler.
I'm very thirsty.
Just turn the knob. What's going on, guys?
But they went out of business, so joke's on them.
Yeah, serves them right. Mine, it was a gentleman's club in Ballard. I walked in. I'm like, I'm never going back to this place again.
Just the initial vibe?
We walked in. There was a few of us. We're like, this is going to be so fun. We heard the place was kind of, you know, ratchet. But we're like, this is going to be great. We walk in. There's just three ladies. They weren't very attractive. But that's whatever. You know, everyone's beautiful in God's eyes, after all.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
But one of the ladies is, like, just sitting on the stage with a cigarette in her hand, just looks, like, frumpy. And we walk in, and I swear to you, I will never forget, she just looks at the three of us and goes, ugh, gotta get up. uses the pole to pull herself up because I think her body was just so shot. Gets on the stage, still cigarette in her mouth, and just kind of hangs on the pole, but doesn't do anything, and just kind of looks at us like, you like this?
Nice. To be fair, it sounds like she was as excited to see you guys as you were to see her.
Very true.
All of this got us thinking more about the places that we won't go back to, and why that would be. And we did get a text from the Way High Window guy that said, quote, I swore off Godsmack after Sully talked S about the Seahawks, didn't go see them for years, but I did go last year in Kent, end quote.
That is a very random reason to not go see a band, is because they didn't like the same sports team as you.
But do you remember that when he was going off?
I don't.
Oh, I totally remember this. And I respect the decision to go back, though. Sometimes you just need a little break. But what about you? Is there something that happened that made you swear that you would never go back to something or someplace? Give us a call now. 206-803-ROCK.
The Daily Mix Show.
206-803-ROCK. What was it that happened that made you swear you'd never go back to a place? Maybe it was a really awful vacation. Maybe a really bad first date. Or like us, a bar or a gentleman's club. Call now, 206-803-ROCK. We will take your calls after Stone Temple Pilots. What happened that made you swear that you would never go back to something?
Never, ever.
206-803-ROCK. Steve, we have someone on hold who's also got some issues with Godsmack. But first...
What the hell is Godsmack doing that's pissing everybody off?
We're going to talk to Russ from Mount Vernon. Russ, what happened that made you swear you'd never go back to something?
Well, I was doing some home renovations, and I went and bought one of those sink kits, you know, at a certain warehouse club. And I said, well, how much could it be to have it put in, right? When I got it, the guy came out, a certain reputable plumbing company. I figured, well, how much could it be, $400 or $500 or whatever? He quoted me $2,100 to put a sink kit in. I had everything.
So you had everything for him. He just had to install it, and he was going to charge you that much?
$2,100. And then he said, well, I'll do it on the side for $700.
Nice.
I said, you've got to be out of your mind. So I went and YouTubed it, and I did it all myself in about 3.5 hours.
That's awesome.
That YouTube is a godsend to all of us.
They showed me exactly how to put it in, what glue to use, and everything. And I'm like, I went to their website and I wrote them a nice little review. And I'm like, you guys got to be kidding me.
I just love that it's going to be $2,100. Or if you just want to pay me cash, I'll take care of it. Just don't let my company know.
Right? And $700 still seems pretty steep, you know, for labor.
Yes.
Since he had all the parts already. 206-803-ROCK. Tony from Bothell, what happened that made you swear you'd never go back to something?
Well, you know, I'm a big Godsmack fan, and I've been seeing them for, years. And they came to Florida to Universal Studios. Great show. The next day I'm working, because it was in the hospitality business, and my wife is at Universal Studios with the family, with the son, the daughter, I think her cousin. And next thing you know, she sees a little guy with a jacket on, you know, it's Sully, obviously. He's not the tallest guy.
No.
And he friggin' has his Godsmack jacket on, and he's with his kid and his wife. And of course, my wife, you know, big fan, kind of goes up real nice and says, hey, is there any chance, you know, and my husband would love this. And he turned her down. And of course, she's like, I'm never going to go see them again. So sadly, I haven't seen Godsmack since. Still love them. But after being married 33 years, every time they come to town, I'm like, oh, maybe I'll go by myself.
I mean, or get a divorce at this point. I mean, you can't keep missing out on God. Is it weird that I'm picturing he's wearing his own Godsmack jacket?
PR, baby. Always be selling.
But if that's the case, then you got to expect somebody's going to approach you and say, hey, aren't you the dude from Godsmack, sir, that's wearing a Godsmack jacket? Leave me alone.
206-803-ROCK. Jenny and Milton, what happened that made you swear you'd never go back?
Well, we went to a very popular breakfast restaurant about some 20 years ago.
Okay.
We all sit down to have breakfast. They serve us. And, on top of my daughter's eggs was a downtown hare.
Oh, no, 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 no.
So we obviously got up and left, and we have never gone back and never will.
Oh, that is gnarly.
Have you ever
had? That is gnarly. That was so gnarly. And my daughter's like, what's that, Mommy? And my husband is like, get the manager over here right now.
Oh, gross.
Have you ever had a situation where, like, you had a food show up and you're just like, oh, I guess I'll just move that hair out.
I have definitely been the move the hair person.
It all depends on how hungry I am and how excited I am to eat whatever it is that they're willing to provide.
You and I both.
Yeah.
Just move the hair.
Yeah, it's okay.
206-803-ROCK. Bronwyn from Gig Harbor. What happened that made you swear you'd never go back?
Well, it was at a friend's birthday party, and this is in the 70s. So the mom had brought a very famous fried chicken place food for us to all enjoy. And so we are all grabbing and reaching our pieces out of the big bucket, and I pulled out a beak.
Well, at least you know it was actually from a chicken. Did you bring it back, or did you just kind of just leave?
It was at my friend's house. Like, we all freaked out. All the kids at the birthday party. I mean, they're little. All the kids at the birthday party freaked out. We're all like crying. It was hysterical.
The Daily Mix Show.
How would you like to beat Steve today? He's got a record of 154 wins.
Say it louder.
56 losses and 37 ties in 2025. 206-803-ROCK. We'll play Beat Migs at 6:50.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.